Maybe for you, mine's gonna be worth it.
I'm saying ahead of time,
Kaylin, I'm really upset with you. I'm not
kidding. No, listen, the idea of mine is so funny.
Yeah, but it's all about execution.
I know, but I would have executed it right if my second piece of my costume would have came in time, but it didn't.
Blame them.
Okay, oh my God. Do we just do it?
No, countdown.
Okay.
Three, two, one. What are you?
No, I know. I know you're not going to know right away. Oh, my God. Emily, did you just hit a joy also?
Yeah.
Emily, it's... No!
Sloppy. Sloppy. Like, why is it so accurate?
Emily!
Like, I'm really thinking I should wear this to Rocco's.
You absolutely should.
Like, you know...
Okay, wait, who has my phone?
I did it so much better.
No, I...
What are you supposed to be?
Okay, do you have my phone? Hello, traveler. I don't know if you're going to know this. I hope you do, though.
What?
I'm saloon trash.
We don't like fish around these parts. Stop. Oh, my God.
No, it's like the people that get it. And I was hoping you would get it, but I can tell you don't.
No, I get it.
If you haven't seen saloon, the thing that didn't come is my wig. Yeah. I wanted a blonde wig and to put it in braids. So, yeah, my costume isn't selling it, okay? But I still look hot.
I commit to the bit.
I was trying to commit to the bit, but it's not my fault that Amazon lied to me.
No.
I was saying, like, we were talking about this all before we started recording, and I kept saying that Emily was going to outshine me, and I knew she was because my execution was just not there.
Yeah.
But I think my idea was funny, though.
Yeah.
Saloon Trish.
Okay, but I killed it.
No, you did. The megaphone, the jumpsuit, the tracksuit.
Thank you.
The wig.
Yes.
You have to wear the Sirocco's when we go out.
Like, I really think I should.
No, you have to.
I think so. I'm wearing this, but I think we get a lot of free drinks.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'm wearing this, but I think I'm going to be a turn into a pirate.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or just be a saloon girl and wear some cowgirl boots.
Yeah.
The only thing is, this is really short when I stand up, and you can kind of see my coochie. So, now that you've seen our costumes and we've explained them, and Emily clearly is the winner.
There was no competition. I just wanted it to be good.
No, yeah, you won. And you know it. We all know it. And that's okay. I accept that.
Yeah.
And you deserve that.
Duh.
But I do think my idea was funny.
I do too.
Thank you. The execution, if the wig would have gotten here on time, you know, we're working on it. But anyways, happy Halloween. By the way, this is literally, it's Halloween today. It's coming out on Halloween because Halloween's on a Tuesday. Halloween, Two Birds Tuesday. Happy Halloween. Go get that candy, get that bread. I love Halloween.
I do too.
I really, really do. It's such a fun holiday.
Why not?
Because like when you're a kid, you just get to get candy. When you're adult, you just get to get drunk and dress really hot and cute and funny. And whatever you choose to dress up as. Like, it is just truly the best holiday for all ages. And then when you're, like, older and live in a house, you get to then, like, pass out candy, and that's cute,
too. Oh, that's what I'm planning on
doing. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It's really just a good holiday for all. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Two Birds, Bull Stone podcast. I'm Kaylin.
I'm Emily.
It's like we've been talking for so long already.
I know.
It's fine. Yeah, anyways, so we are going to do our Halloween faves and flops.
Yes.
Emily, do you want to say like kind of the categories we went for?
Yeah, we were just saying decorations, candy, what else?
Costumes. Songs.
Yeah.
Movies.
Just kind of anything.
Yeah.
Just I didn't really do movies.
That's okay. I have some, but I don't need to.
Actually, I have one.
How do you want to do it? Do you want to like go through?
I think we should start with either faves or flops.
Right.
Yeah.
I have more faves than flops. I know you have the same amount.
Yeah.
Maybe let's do flops first then.
Okay. You go first.
Should we go back and forth?
Yeah.
Okay. My first flops is in the candy category.
Candy corn.
No, I love candy corn.
That's sick.
You hate, is that your flop?
Disgusting. Number one on my list. It's horrible. It's so bad.
love candy corn.
No.
I have a little dish. Never. I have a little dish, a little bowl, like, at my front, like, on my front table that has candy corn in it. And, like, every single day when I come home, I grab a piece.
No.
Oh, my God.
It's so nasty.
I love
candy. Can't get behind it. Never liked it. Never will.
I don't even feel like it has a strong flavor to hate.
It's just gross. Like, Oh my God, it's so good.
When I was in Disney, I had a candy corn flavored shake, like milkshake. And it was,
That is genuinely my nightmare.
It was delicious.
That sounds awful.
It was, I can't believe that's your flaw.
That's number one on my list.
Mine is Tootsie Pop rolls, like Tootsie rolls or like the... Anything with a Tootsie Roll.
Love a Tootsie Roll.
I don't even hate an actual Tootsie Roll, but more
You don't like
the,
a Tootsie Roll?
I don't hate, like, the actual Tootsie Roll, but I'm not, like, the lollipops that have the Tootsie Roll inside.
Oh, love those lollipops.
No. I do not like the Tootsie Roll inside of the lollipop. No, I don't.
Oh, it's even better.
No,
the orange one?
No, it's gross. Like, give me a blow pop or give me nothing. Like, I don't want the, like...
No, I love the Tootsie Pop, and I love a caramel apple lollipop.
I don't like caramel apples.
It doesn't really taste like a caramel apple.
Oh.
It's like caramel and then like apple flavor.
No, I want a cherry
blow pop. It's so good.
I just don't fuck with it. I don't like the actual lollipop and I don't like
the
feeling.
No, people get the caramel apple lollipop, get that. Because that shit is crack. I literally brought a bag last time we recorded and Mr. Mason took like two handfuls. And I was like, take as many as you want. Yeah. Like, when you get it, you get it.
I just
can't.
It's
so good.
I love that we both, we were really polar opposites on those opinions.
Yeah.
I fucking love candy corn. Candy corn crew, rise.
Ew. That made me dislike it even more.
I love candy corn. And it's so cute. Like, it's such a perfect it's the Halloween treat.
It's not.
It is.
Cookies are.
Okay, well, yeah.
That is the Halloween treat. You cannot convince me otherwise.
I love the cookies.
I eat the dough.
Oh, yeah. I eat every time I make some, I'm going to have at least one or two pieces of the dough.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God, I love
What's your next one? I want to hear... I'm so curious about your next one.
My next flop is in the costumes category. And I feel like this one's not really a hot top, like a hot take. But cops or military costumes.
Yeah, weird.
Also, but weird. I do have to fess up, I think freshman year or sophomore year... of college, I dressed as a cop to a Halloween party.
Kaylin.
I know. I was like, I needed a last minute costume and I had like a blue button down. And so like I wore that and I just got like little cop, like a handcuffs and thing. And I was like, maybe this is sexy. And then I wore it. And then I remember when I got home, I felt gross. Like, I was like, why am I dressed as a cop right now? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, like, you see all, like, the sexy cops and the sexy military.
It's
I'm like,
weird.
It's weird.
I don't like it.
I don't fuck with it. Yeah. I think it's also just overdone.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's kind of died. Like, I don't think it's as big of a thing anymore. But it's still, like, that's not original or fun.
No.
And, like, not that all costumes have to be original. But it's just, like, that one's, like, okay, we get it.
Yeah. My next one, I hate scary Halloween decorations for homes. I hate. When it's, like, actually scary, I hate that.
Wait, really?
Yes. I like a cute, like, subtle, like, fun, like, cool.
Interesting.
Halloween. I don't like all the stuff all over the yard. I don't. Like, the scary, like... the scary houses, like with all of the stuff.
Oh, I love when it's scary.
When it's like trying to be like a haunted house exterior.
Oh,
I like
that.
I can't with that.
Did you like, I don't know if, I think I might have sent you the TikTok of, it was like a person's house decorated for Halloween and it was all skeletons, but it was like they had their own a party. And so like there were like some skeletons like making on the lawn, some were like climbing the roof, some were like one was walking its dog. Like that's not scary.
That's scary.
Funny.
Yeah. I mean like ones
so
that have like
that?
A jump scare or like was one in our neighborhood that had a motion censored like dog jump out that like
that's
fucking
kind of
barked
fucked
at
up.
You. It was scary. Like shit like that I hate. And I think it's ugly.
I remember.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I remember.
Like when it's like too fake and like.
No, I get what you're saying. I remember one. When I was like going trick-or-treating and they had somebody like literally was like the fucking dad or something dressed up and he was sitting outside but he looked like a fake like thing
and
then when
to
you
us
yep
too.
And then when you go to take the candy they scare you that is fucked
I
up.
Hate
I was traumatized
prank humor
prank
culture
fucking hate
rotten
pranks.
Hell
boo.
Literally I hate that
pranks
but I will say I don't mind watching it happen to other
people. Oh it's hilarious
but we'll get
to
that.
Watch it happen
we'll get to that
I actually didn't. Decor is the only thing that I couldn't think of.
But
a
like,
flop.
Can you meet me there?
No, I like. You I agree. Like the scary. No, I don't. I like.
You like the animatronic jump out at you shit. No, you don't.
I love going to like Spirit Halloween and playing with that stuff.
Well,
like,
yeah,
I,
but when it's on a house and you're like on a wall,
It doesn't bother me. Mm-hmm. I really like. I just think scary. I like scary.
Yeah.
My decorations in my apartment right now are cute, though. I have, like,
yeah.
cuter stuff, but I have, like, bloody candles. That's a little scary.
That's not scary. You'll see ours is cute.
Oh.
We did our front.
Oh, I'm excited. I saw the spider web. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
We're doing really it, good. I think, on the other side, too.
Love. Yeah, it's really cute. But, yeah, I really couldn't think of a decor flop because I just love Halloween, like, the look of it. I like the cute side of it and I also like the scary side of it. So it's like hard, like I couldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. My next flop is a song and this one might be controversial. I don't think you're going to think it's controversial, but I could see some viewers thinking it's controversial. The song that's like, this is Halloween.
Hate, this is Halloween. Over it.
Thank you. I think we did already give a lot of hate to like the Nightmare before Christmas.
No. I didn't give hate to the film or I gave hate to the scary part of the fandom.
Yeah, that's
which
fair.
I think is justified.
That's justified. But I'm kind of about to give hate to the film.
Okay, like it's not, I don't love it. Like I don't understand the obsession core with it, but I will watch it.
Yeah, like if it's
you
on,
know what I mean? I'm not going to like put it on. I'm not looking forward to watching it.
Yeah, that's me too. But the song specifically, it's just overplayed.
It's also like,
it's not like, I don't
it's
know.
It's not good.
It doesn't like, it kind of like makes me like feel not good.
No, it gives me anxiety.
It's like just too much.
I feel like something's about to happen when I listen to it. It makes me paranoid.
It does make me anxious. And I guess that's like kind of good for a Halloween song, but it's
not in a good way.
Not in a
like scary way, in like an annoying way where you can't get away from the feeling.
Maybe because of the repetitiveness.
And also the voices they do.
What is
the repetition?
Word? Repetition.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a fan. The way they talk and stuff like
But that's how I feel about the whole movie. It kind of just gives me a little bit of anxiety. And I think that's fair.
I feel like Tim Burton animated stuff kind of does that.
Yeah. And I think that's the point. Like that's like his style. Yeah. But again, like it's
did
just
you like
not
Monster House? I ate that shit up.
I was like,
I'm watching a horror movie right now.
No, yes,
I was like, this should
say,
be rated fucking R. Like, I was like, oh my God,
yeah,
we're watching Monster
House. I did really like it, but I was also like genuinely scared.
No, me too. Oh,
movie.
It was scary.
Yeah.
The like, when they go back in time to the family and shit.
Yeah, and the fact that it's like the house is, it's creepy
and the
concept.
House is like the person.
Yeah,
yes.
Like that's a scary
it's
concept.
Sad too.
And sad. Yeah, and that makes you have a bad feeling. That's why I don't even like the movie Up. Because it makes me sad.
Yeah, that made me sad.
Like, it's like, I don't know, sad, like, movies that are, like, actually have a sad, like, start or meaning, but, like, are meant to be, like, happy movies still or whatever, or fun, I don't feel that way, because I'm always just sad thinking about what it is.
Yeah.
Like, Up is, like, it's a happy movie because he finds his friend, like, friends, blah, 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 but I'm like, no, that's sad. Anyways.
Yeah. No, I get that. I sobbed when I saw that in theaters.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Okay, Zamina.
Next flop. Flop, flop.
Okay, mine is duo Halloween costumes where one person is all out and like fucking put everything into it and then the other person half-assed it.
Is this an
No. I mean like one like a couple costume or something.
No, I know what you mean.
You know?
I know what you mean. Yeah, you're like No.
Also are wearing a costume. I mean like a boyfriend who puts on like a Facebook you know what I mean?
No.
They're like Mark Zuckerberg. It's something stupid like that.
I know when I see costumes like that, what I think is that the girlfriend wanted to do a really cool costume.
And the boyfriend was being a dick and didn't do it.
So then she probably just had to do the like easiest thing that he could do, and that's really really annoying and frustrating.
I hate it.
Yeah, and it's just like if you're gonna do a couple's costume, like you gotta make it good.
Yeah,
because couples costumes can easily just be cringy.
Yeah,
so it's like you gotta be nary level.
Yeah,
you know, like you gotta have a good one.
Yeah.
No, that's a good one because that is really annoying.
It's always the man.
It's always the man.
And it's a flop every time.
The girl always looks great.
The woman is always going all out.
Mm-hmm. What is
with that?
I don't understand. Because it's like, I think if I was in that position, I wouldn't be going out with somebody. Like, I would be making sure. No, I know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why would you want to do that?
It's like, even if I had to do a little more work to make sure his costume was good, I would just do it.
Right. But, like, why couldn't he meet you there? Yeah,
also, he should.
Why couldn't he just help you out? Yeah.
If he could, he would. So, if your boyfriend isn't going all out for your couple's costume, break up with
him. That's a... What's it? Yellow flag. I'm going to go yellow flag.
It is a yellow flag.
It's like, you need to, like, have some conversations.
Yeah, it's like, have some fun. Why don't you want to do this cool Halloween costume?
Like, why are you taking yourself so seriously?
Yeah, exactly. Yellow flag for sure.
Yellow.
Okay, this is my last flop. Like I said, I have more flops. This is my last flop, and it's a movie. And it's, again... More so because, like, I'm scared of it.
Yeah.
And it's Coraline.
Oh.
I don't know if that's, like, fully a Halloween movie, but I think it is.
It's, like, associated with Halloween.
I've only seen it, like, twice.
It's good.
And it, like, I haven't seen it in a long time.
Yeah.
But I was just so traumatized by, like, and so afraid of that movie that to this day, like, I cannot get myself to watch it. I cannot like it. Whenever anyone even talks about it, like, it freaks me out.
It's so good. I saw it. I like it.
The buttons for eyes, the, like, spider mom, I do not, like, yeah. The idea of, like, the two.
Also, claymation.
Like, well, yeah, claymation sometimes can be creepy.
Adds to the creepiness.
And it's just, like, the idea of, like, the, what is it? Not alternate universes, but, like, kind of like the Scary Movie Us, where it's, like, the tethered, and it's, like, the two people that are the same. Like, that shit freaks me out a lot.
Us freaked me out so much.
Yeah, it's a really good horror movie.
It's so good.
It's, like, anything where it's, like, ew, I just get so scared. Like, thinking about looking at somebody that's me.
Yeah, no, I know. That's
freaky. Yeah.
Okay, the Halloween Horror Nights Us thing, the Jordan Peele.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The walkthrough.
That freaked me out.
Yeah, it's scary.
I didn't like that. They're a little into their roles.
No,
there.
Yeah. It was still there this year.
It's they're scary. A little too into it. You know what
I
mean?
I'm like, you might really.
I know. I'm like,
you might take those scissors and actually
right,
do something.
That's what
with
I'm saying.
Them.
I'm like, why are we giving them a weapon?
No, yeah.
Anyway,
I wonder if those are rubber scissors. They gotta be.
They've gotta be propped because they could hurt themselves.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Anyways. Crazy.
But okay. Yeah, Coraline is fucking terrifying. I don't recommend. I know a lot of people really love it, and I just am so, like, genuinely afraid.
It has a really big cult following, which is kind of crazy.
I am, like, genuinely afraid of that movie.
I get that.
More than, like, any actual, like, horror movie I've seen.
That's crazy.
Coraline and Spirited Away are the two most scariest movies in my life. Yeah, when her parents get turned into pigs, it freaked me the fuck out.
Oh, I never saw that.
Yeah, Alex is like, yup. It scared me so bad.
Really?
Terrifying.
Love.
Yeah. It was so scary. And even, like, the big monster that would, like, eat everything was kind of scary. Like, it's just a scary movie. Now I can, like, appreciate
House
it.
I like Moving Castle.
Oh, that's a, I've never seen it, but I know people love it.
Oh, yeah, that's really good.
I should watch it. All right. Do you have more
flops?
Oh,
is it me? Yeah. Oh, I have three more.
Okay. Just do all your flops.
Next, the day after Halloween. It really is such a low.
That is so specific and so true.
Like, it is such a, like, damn,
it's over.
It's done.
Yeah, because Halloween is such a season also. Like, it's all of October.
And then it's, like, that door is closed.
Closed,
like,
fully.
It's Thanksgiving now.
Literally, and it's, like,
yeah,
it's crazy that even, like, Halloween is also at the end of the month, so it's, like,
and
literally
the next day is Thanksgiving, yeah.
And it's, like, everything shifts. Like, when do I take down my Halloween decorations, put up my Christmas decorations?
Exactly.
Like, pretty soon.
When do we, like, make that transformation into the next?
I know, it's, like, one
genre
night,
of the year.
Yeah, it's, like, one night I'm dressed up, sexy, out on the town.
That's crazy, thinking about how close, like, New Year's is. Like,
yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
It's weird. And that's the thing, too, is I feel like after Halloween, you start to realize, oh, the year is, like, about to end.
I gotta start Christmas shopping.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It starts to get stressful.
God, stop. I don't want to think
about
it. Yeah,
you start. And then, like, you probably have travel plans.
We have two more weeks of bliss.
Yeah,
literally. Until we have to dive into that.
There's something about October.
There's something about October.
Ugh. The air feels fresh.
Yeah.
No, that's a good one. That's a big flop.
But yeah, it's such a, like,
Halloween
depressed
flop. Halloween ending.
Yes, like, the day after Halloween always fucking sucks.
It does.
Your candy doesn't taste as good.
Nope.
In a way.
Hungover.
You know what I mean? Yes, it's like, damn. Anyways, okay, next one. Bitches who steal the whole bowl of candy or are greedy when they take candy from you.
Period.
Hate. I'm sorry. I'll own up. I did steal the bowl a couple of times when I was in elementary school,
once.
But I did it. But I learned my lesson.
Yep.
And because I got yelled at. I got caught.
Oh.
So
getting caught was so scary.
I was humbled.
Yeah.
I was humbled. Don't need to dive into that. No, I'm just kidding. But I hate when people, or when you're like holding the bowl and you're like, okay, take two.
And they're like snatching.
I'm like, bitch, you're going to another house to do the exact same thing. Give me a break.
That's the thing is like, you're going to have so much fucking candy. Who, whoever actually finished their Halloween candy? No one.
My grandma never. 1 year made us give all of our Halloween candy to soldiers overseas in Iraq. She's kind of iconic for that.
Honestly, she literally, she said
that
is
the most backhanded like compliment. Like she was like, okay, fatty, like let's donate these.
Oh my god, that's funny. My mom actually just sent me like a TikTok of this mom who basically like after trick or treating will let her kid pick like 5 candies to keep, and they get to keep those 5 candies, and then you leave the rest outside the door that night, and like a Halloween, like it's almost like an Easter bunny or Santa, like I don't know what they called it, but like,
yeah, like a character
Halloween
thing.
Spirit then replaces all that candy with like a gift. Like she got like an Elsa doll for her candy.
What the fuck?
I know, but why? She only got to keep 5 candies.
Why is that a thing?
So the kid doesn't eat like a shit ton of candy and like get themselves sick or like the sugar rush or all of that stuff.
Yeah, well, I wasn't little when my grandma did that. I was like 5th grade, like, or 6th grade. Like I was like old.
Oh my god.
So maybe that's trauma I need to unpack.
Yeah,
later.
Maybe that is. But I didn't think the gift thing was that bad of an idea. Like I
no,
don't think
like
it,
that's smart. I mean, if you're worried about your, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't like it's not necessary.
If your kid is one of the greedy bitches who robs the bowls and like harvests all
but
the fucking
also,
candy.
It's not like a punishment because wouldn't you like if the gift is good, you know? I don't know. But anyways.
Something to think about.
Yeah, something to think about.
Yeah. Okay, next one. This is my last one.
A flops.
Yeah. People who are a little too old to be trick or treating.
I definitely trick or treated
you know
too
mean?
Old. I definitely, I Emma's being like me. I definitely trick or treated too old.
What was the last time you guys trick or treated? Mine was freshman year of high school.
Mine was, I think, sophomore year of high school.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sophomore year. Yeah, no.
I think, oh, how
I
old?
I did it freshman year.
Okay, so this is interesting then. How? That's old. Yeah. How old do you think is too old?
16. I was 14.
I think that's, like in my head.
Well, like looking back on it now, yeah. But I mean,
at
like,
the time,
at the time, I didn't care.
That's interesting. Because at the time,
I felt older, but we only went to like our friends' houses.
Okay.
And like people we knew.
Oh, see, I like went.
Oh, no.
Interesting. Because in my head, I'm like, too old to go trick or treating is like, 8th grade and up even, or 7th grade and up even. Like, I think, like, you should be pretty young.
Okay, I'm sorry. Like,
but I mean, go. Because, like that's fun. Go.
Yeah. Like, if you're still, if you can pass young.
Yeah. Like,
you know what I mean?
But
like, it's less creepy if you can, like, look younger than.
And you have to, like, dress up. You can't, like, half-ass it and go trick-or-treating.
Yeah, no. I just wore, like, a horse mask and went to my friend's houses and, like, trick-or-treated.
Yeah, no. I was, like, in a full-on, like, costume still, like, sophomore.
Oh, yeah,
like,
that's
going.
Way too old.
Yeah. 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 But, no, this is, like, I've seen, like, adults. But also.
No, that is weird. I'm sorry. That's
no,
weird.
Yeah. Also.
Like, if you're going alone and you're. At, like,
yeah.
Junior year of high school and up, that's crossing a line to me.
Yeah. Do you? Also, I feel like trick-or-treating is kind of dying.
Really?
People, I feel like, my grandma's neighborhood, like, when I was little, I used to go trick-or-treating my grandma's neighborhood always, because we would take her golf cart and drive through her whole, because you saw how her neighborhood, that whole back area, would go on the golf cart and stop at each house. I would jump off. Oh, my God. I have, like, the best memories of trick-or-treating growing up. It was so fun. And everybody, oh my god, when people would, no, I'm not gonna talk about this later, but I don't know if you will, when people would give out like the jumbo candy bars.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god. But I don't even know where I was going with this. I completely lost my train of thought. I loved trick-or-treating. I don't know where I was.
I don't
going
know what
about.
We were talking about.
All. Right.
Oh, that no one
oh,
now
oh,
trick-or-treats
right. and
in
now,
your grandma's
yeah,
neighbor.
My grandma's neighbor. She was like, I got like 3 people at my house. And I was like, that's
okay,
crazy.
Okay, well now I'm sad because I was excited to have trick-or-treaters.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know.
Damn. Well,
I mean, I
we'll
hope
see.
You do, but
yeah,
I don't know.
I'm still buying candy in preparation. But
oh,
I'm
just
sorry.
In case.
don't cross the line of being too old for trick-or-treating. I don't want you showing up at my door. It makes me uncomfortable.
That, exactly.
You know, like, it's weird. Yeah. Like, I don't want to have a conversation. I don't want, like, a adult to come up to me and be like, trick-or-treat.
Yeah.
And, like, take something for free. Like, Venmo me.
What? Venmo me for that, bitch. When you would go trick-or-treating, do you remember actually having to go up and knock on doors?
Yes.
Or so, where I lived, I had to knock on some doors, but the majority of people sat on their driveways with lawn chairs. And, like, it was, like, a thing.
Oh,
like,
no.
Every house, all the neighbors were out, like, and were sitting on lawn chairs, and, like, had the candy, would just go up and say trick-or-treat. Some houses you would have to go up and knock, but, like, majority of people in my neighborhood, because it was such a big thing and there were so many people out. Like, I think it was just because there were so many people in that neighborhood. A lot of people would, like, sit outside or in their garages.
Yeah.
Like, dads would be, like, in the garages, like, watching sports, like, handing out candy. Which I think is kind of fun. Like, I feel like as an adult, that would be really fun.
No, yeah. My neighborhood was not like that. Like, you just walked right up to the door and knocked on it.
Yeah.
And if people weren't there, they would literally just, like, leave the bowl there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and I mean, some people would, but that's so interesting. Let us know, were you driveway people or knockers?
And we would always have, like, we would always go with, like, a group of friends. So it was, fun. Yeah. Like, even when I was really little.
That's so fun. God, yeah. Should we go trick-or-treating?
No. Literally no on my flop list.
Two birds go trick-or-treating, though.
No. People would be like, I'm calling the police.
I know. Like, it's like, get off my doorstep.
Like, literally.
In LA.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I can't. Okay.
Okay, faves.
Faves. Okay, I'm excited for some of these.
Okay, you go first.
Okay, so first, I have a candy fave. I have two candy faves, but I'm gonna say one first. It's the Crunch chocolate bars.
No, too sweet.
Emma's on my side. Only ever got or ate Crunch on Halloween. So
a bunch of Crunch at the movies.
Well, that wasn't the case for me.
Oh.
Like Crunch bars, and I would always get the jumbo ones, and it would make me so excited.
Oh.
But I just had to put it on there because for me, it's really important. I don't like that you don't agree.
I just think they're a little too sweet.
I love sweet, though.
Yeah, but I don't.
Well, my other one for candy, did you get popcorn balls?
What?
You guys never got popcorn balls? They're literally like,
ew, no.
Balls of popcorn. Oh my God, wait. I, like,
literally
every, like,
never.
So many houses would give these to me. My grandma would always have them.
I got a fruit leather 1 year.
Excuse me?
A fruit leather.
What is that?
Like the little fruit bar strip things. People get
fruit. I don't know what that is. Fruit bar strip things. Fruit bar.
Yeah, like a fruit strip. Emma knows what I'm talking about. Like a Trader Joe's, like the fruit leather things.
Oh, I don't know that.
Oh.
This is a popcorn ball.
Oh, I mean, I've seen them. Yeah,
oh my God.
I know what they are, but I never got one from trick or treating.
Oh my God, I got them all the time and I love them. I love them.
Is it sweet?
It's kind of sweet, but it's popcorn. Like it tastes like popcorn.
Oh, so it's like kettle corn.
Yeah. It's kind of like kettle corn. No.
Hot take. I hate kettle corn. Kettle corn haters rise.
Hate.
Okay, the only time I like caramel corn is when it's in with the cheddar mixed.
Interesting.
That's called the Chicago mix.
Oh, of course you like it.
No, but it really is so good with the cheddar flavored.
Oh my God, I'm literally about to order popcorn balls. I fucking love popcorn balls.
I can't.
Whatever.
Okay, my number...
Get it.
I can't. That's a Florida thing. my number one, Halloween parades at school. That was the most exciting, thrilling...
Halloween parades.
Like, the day I waited for every single year. You probably didn't have it because you went to a Christian school.
Yeah, but...
Was
this only an elementary, middle school
thing?
Yeah,
it's only an elementary school thing. It's when you bring your costume to school and all of the parents come and stand and watch you and you go in a little parade.
Stop.
It was genuinely, like, it was the best day of my life. Like, I loved it.
You just got to strut.
And after class, or before, you had, like, a Halloween party, and, like, everyone brought food and snacks and drinks, and all the parents were there. Oh, my God. It was the best day of my life.
That's so good. Also, you have really good, like, your faves, and I like that you did some that were, like, ideas of Halloween, you know? That reminded me, though, specifically a fave in a similar strain. It's just in general, like, school Halloween parties, though.
Yeah.
Like, having, like, a Halloween party where you came in your costume or, like, whatever. Or, yeah. Like, they just, like, had candy. That's just, like, a holiday thing in general, I guess, in school age. But, like,
yeah, but that in something school about was it. So important. Like, that so was culture.
Important. So
that
culture.
That was culture in school.
Yes. Love. Yeah. That's a really good one. I have a costume fave. One that's, like, specific and newer and one that's, like, a classic costume. The classic costume that I will always love if it's done good and, like, it's very, like, common, I guess, and could be overdone, but I think if it's done good, a vampire is always a good costume.
Yeah, I think if it's, like, pulled off well, it's yeah. good, but if it's not good, it's, like...
No, yeah, you have to, like, go all out, but, like, if you do, like, the makeup or, like, get the fangs, get the blood, and, like, put on, like, a really, like, cute vampire-esque outfit, like, I think it works. Or if you go for, like, a specific yeah. vampire, like, if you go for, like, a Vampire Diaries one, or if you go for, like, a Twilight one and you sell it.
Yeah. It just, if I don't know. If it's done well, it's good.
And maybe it's just because I love vampires. But I just really don't think you can go wrong with a vampire costume if you do it right.
Yeah. I think a well-done one is rare, but when it's done well,
yeah,
it's, like, everything
just,
you wanted.
Yeah, I'm just really not getting tired of vampire costumes most
no,
of the time.
No, but I'm just saying, like, it's rare
no,
to
No, I understand
see.
What you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
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 Can I turn this into a vampire costume?
Yeah. Probably.
Maybe I should be a vampire.
There you go. Okay, my next one, just in general, a good group costume / seeing everyone's different costumes and thinking, I wish I thought of that. Like,
I
that
wish I
is the best.
Of that.
Like, when you see a good costume and you're like, damn, that's good.
This
I wish
year,
I thought
I'm
of that.
Literally writing
I
them
love
down.
That.
This year, I'm literally writing them down and
no,
stealing
but
costumes.
But just like
next year.
Seeing people's creativity with it, I'm just like, damn, that's good.
Yeah.
I love that part
Halloween.
About Halloween. I think it's so fun.
Halloween is so fun in that way. It's one of those holidays where it's kind of like, it's cute to be a human. You know what I mean? Like, we're all just like playing dress up and like
yeah.
having fun. And
yeah.
that's so cute.
Yeah. No,
you know?
It's, yeah. It's,
I love that.
But yeah, that was mine.
Love. My other costume one is one that's like people have been doing the past like few years. And it's the Princess Diaries costume.
Oh,
where they
yeah.
do like the glasses and the headphones
yeah.
and the dress. I just think it's really cute. I really
yeah.
like it. And it's like, I feel like I've seen it a lot on social media, but I've only ever seen it in person like twice or once. So it's like,
yeah.
I guess it's like a lot of people are doing it, but not a lot of people are doing it. If that makes sense. Like, a lot of people are talking about it, but it's not so overdone that, like, you're going to have the same costume as someone if you go somewhere necessarily.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I don't know. I just really like that costume. And it's cute.
Yeah. No, it's a great costume.
And it's, like, obviously we love Princess Diaries.
Hailey Bieber did it.
Oh,
it
yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, rich people. We talked about celebrity Halloween costumes last year, but
yeah.
rich people costumes. Also, I don't even really know if
Heidi
we touched
Klum's
on this.
Event.
The worm. Thing
no but she
oh.
she has like this big
oh, yeah.
Halloween bash
has it
every year
this year yet
no
is it on Halloween
I bet
usually?
It's no I bet it's like next weekend
right oh I'm so
you
excited
know.
To see
yeah
but no I'm just like jealous of celebrities that like have like money to just like have somebody else like you get to tell somebody what you want to be and they just like make it happen and it's perfect
yeah
you know what I mean like I would love that
no yeah absolutely
yeah
okay my next one trading candy loved
Classic.
Trading candy. We would get
Love.
Together with all of our friends that we trick-or-treated with and just like beg, barter,
mm-hmm.
steal.
Beg, barter, steal, you get what you want.
We fist fought for that candy. We made deals. That's how I learned about capitalism. that's how I learned about the stocks.
It's like two M&Ms for one
no,
Twix.
Like I will give you four dots for
yeah.
a Snickers. Like Period. Literally I was... wheeling and dealing.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And you were like, oh my God.
Like, oh my God. And I would always get so much candy.
And
but
like
I,
trading something, knowing you're going to trade it for something else.
Oh,
like being
oh,
like, I need
yep.
that because Miss Sally loves those and
yep.
she has what I want.
Loved. I would always yeah. stockpile on the Milk Duds. Those were my favorites.
Oh, interesting.
I fuck with Milk Duds.
I used to really like dots. Not dots. Sorry, not. Well, I did like dots, but no, what are the round ones? They're not Milk Duds though, but they're like, round and like the packaging is
Junior
red.
Junior Mints?
No.
I don't know.
Red and cream colored packaging, round dots, and like it was a chocolate, but then like kind of like a hard shell.
Whopper?
Yes.
Ew.
I loved those.
Those are always like the ones that no one wanted. No, like we would just dump those off. I would stockpile on those to trade for something.
No, I love them. I love them. No,
I'm not eating them by choice.
No, I love them.
No. But trading candy, just like a core memory for me for sure.
Absolutely a core memory for all children that had a good childhood. Sorry if you didn't. I know a lot of people actually weren't allowed to trick or treat and stuff. And I like don't. Celebrate Halloween.
That's crazy.
I know. It's sad.
That is sad.
Faves. Mine, I very much stuck to the like categories, but I like yours better. Oh, I have a few fave decor things. And actually I'm not going to go much into it because we already like kind of talked about it. But my favorite thing is blow up lawn things. Like I love
The inflatables.
Yeah, I just think they're cute. Oh, I don't mind those. I love when somebody has like a big inflatable pumpkin in their yard. Also, yeah. Did you see the trending Target like pumpkin thing?
Oh, it was, like, it's carvable, but it's no mess.
No. What?
Do you know? It's like a styrofoam or like foam pumpkin that you can carve.
Oh, no. I'm talking about a decoration that was trending, and it's this giant like tall man with like a skeletal man, but with a pumpkin head. And it's like a voice one that you can step on and he talks. And one of him is literally him being like, I'm Lewis.
Oh yeah. Emma told me about that. Why is
it's
that?
It's so funny. I don't get it. I don't know, but when I went to Target, when I was in Florida, I saw one and I did the voice thing so many times and he never said it. So I'm like, did they like take it out?
Maybe it's fake.
Or it could be fake, I guess. But I've seen so many TikToks of people like finding it.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, that was all.
Damn. Okay, my next one, pumpkin seeds. Love a good pumpkin seed. When it's good, it's good. Shout out to Miss Elizabeth Valentine's mother, Miss Grace Valentine.
We love her.
She makes the best pumpkin seeds I've ever had in my entire life. They are perfect every time. And Elizabeth would always get this giant bag every year. And I would just like take handfuls and eat it. It's so good.
I trust that the ones she makes are so good. Yeah. But
Grace Valentine, angel from God.
Yeah, absolutely. But I don't like seeds or nuts or anything of that category.
That's crazy. That is crazy. But it's so good. And all of my pumpkin seed stands, mwah. It's crack. It's so good.
Literally, mwah. Fave song. Don't know if this is considered, it's like not a Halloween song, but in my head it is. And it's the Monster High theme song.
Monster, Monster High, Monster High, Monster High, don't be shy, Monster High.
Like,
did we harmonize?
Kind of.
That was kind of. Thank God we're recording.
Recording. Literally.
Teardrop.
Drop.
High top.
I can't.
Anyways.
Pink door shout out. It's just so good and cunty. Also, isn't there a new Monster High movie coming out or something?
They did a live action movie and the second one is coming
out. The second one, I did see a TikTok and some of the outfits were bad. I'm sorry.
I didn't see.
Some of the outfits are bad.
I kind of want to watch, though.
I kind of want to watch, too. Add it to the list.
What is it? What's the rapper? It's like, Draculaura's holding it down. Like, some shit like that.
Literally iconic. And it's like, it's just like, it's so
one
good.
Night in Hong Kong for Elizabeth's birthday, me, Nan, and Sarah stayed up all night and memorized the dance to that to perform for Elizabeth on her birthday.
And I bet she loved it.
She cried. Like, she cried.
Elizabeth. That's so funny. That's so Elizabeth. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, love Monster High. Monster High girlies, get it.
Monster High is cunt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, if you played with a Monster High doll, you're doing well in life.
It's like, if you're a Bratz girl, you're a Monster High girl, you win.
Yeah. I don't know, though, because some people were Barbie girls, and then their moms were like, oh, it's not about being pretty.
So then they got the Monster High. That's fair.
Because my mom was like, oh, you can't play with Bratz. They're whores. I'm dead fucking serious.
No, I believe you.
My mom was like, they're sluts.
A lot of people thought that. Yeah. I had Bratz and Barbies, but I really loved Bratz more.
Yeah. But some of my friends had Bratz, and I was, like, obsessed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Me?
Yes.
Okay. This one is, like, again, a thing, but not a thing. Anyways. a costume party scene in a movie, but specifically a Cinderella story.
Yes.
Like, the way that everyone was dressed, how hard they went, all of the... Everyone was hot.
Yep. Another...
Everyone was hot.
Yep. Another one that immediately came to mind when you said Halloween party, like... Mine's in a show, but like the scene of Vampire Diaries.
No.
When that song.
Caitlin, you talk about that every episode.
It's so good, but that's, they're at a Halloween party.
No, but okay, but in a Cinderella story, no, when she walks down, when first the three girls walk down, the three girls walk down as the angels.
Oh, yeah.
All she's together, hot, by the way. They're like looking around.
Yep.
And then she walks down single spotlight, and Chad Michael Murray is standing there. Like, it's so
everything.
But all of the, like, extras, characters, like, in costumes, like, everyone is done out so well.
It's so good.
But I love when they do that in movies. Like, books, not Booksmart. I can't think of what it's called. Anyways, so good.
So good.
Love.
Even Halloween Town. Even though it is a Halloween movie, but that, and I think it's the second one when everybody's in costume, they put a spell and everybody turns into their costume.
Too.
Yeah, Hocus, like they have just, it's great.
It's so good. I just love seeing, like, in Stranger Things. Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't watch it.
No.
So, yeah, anyways, love.
My last fave, it's just movie, but I'm not gonna, I've already talked about Halloween Town. I've already talked about Hocus Pocus, like, last week. We know I love them. So, another one, which, is a Halloween movie, but it's, like, Halloween themed, but I don't know if it necessarily came out of Halloween Town or Halloween Time.
Yeah.
Hotel Transylvania.
Love.
It is. Recently was watching it when I was in Orlando. Like, I've seen it before then, but I was just rewatching it, and I was like, this movie is hilarious.
No, it's so
good. And touching on racism.
No, it's so good. And it's just, like, an easy watch.
It's so good. It's so funny.
The kids I babysit for used to be obsessed with that.
Period.
We watched it a lot. But it's so good.
It's so good. Like, it's just so funny. The idea, like, the concept of it is so good.
Yeah.
It's, I don't even know if you haven't watched it.
Also, Fifth Harmony's I'm in love with a monster.
Yeah, Slay.
Thank you.
No, yeah. Soundtrack on, period.
Period. And Selena Gomez is the daughter.
Yeah, it's like stacked.
Stacked. Adam
stacked
Sandler's
in every way.
The dad.
Stacked in every way.
Who's the boy? I don't even know.
I don't know.
Okay, my last one, Haunted House reaction videos, specifically from
That's
Ellen's
good.
Prime.
Oh, yeah. When
she
would
send
the
producer
Andy. Oh, I used to love those.
So, and then he would bring people with him.
Yes, he would get so fucking scared.
They killed me. Like, fuck prank culture. But in that scenario, like, thank you, God, for the hidden cameras, because that is the funniest fucking thing.
So
the
good.
One when he goes with Ariana Grande, if you haven't seen.
Oh, no, I've
like,
seen.
Genuinely,
I've seen all of them.
Did it, so funny.
Did he go in one of those Shaq?
Why do I don't I know. Like, probably. Oh, he went like on one with, not maybe Aubrey Plaza. No,
I don't know. He went with so many people. It was
It was such an era too.
So I'm really gonna go home tonight and like watch.
They
some
just
of
crack me up. They make me so like good. If I'm having a bad day, like I'm like, oh, I can get a laugh out of that.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, this is
iconic
so
too.
Good. God, I love haunted houses in general. Haunted houses is a fave.
I'm not
for
a
me.
Big, like, they kind of scare me. Like, I'm kind of a pussy.
I love
them.
Being scared. Like, I think it's fun.
No.
It's fun. It's like, get your adrenaline pumping.
So you do like prank culture?
No, not being pranked, because that can be embarrassing. Like, and it's like, I know what I'm getting into when I go into a haunted house. It's different.
Yeah. I guess.
Like, I don't want to get pranked into something, like, scary and think it's
real.
That's the thing about a haunted house is at the end of it, like, even if I'm scared, I'm also like,
it's
this
an actor.
Is fake. It's
no,
an
it
actor.
Also has gotten to the point for me where it's kind of cringing me out.
Really?
You know what I mean? Like, it's like an actor doing this.
No, yeah, I guess.
Like, I just have to remind myself that to get myself to pace myself through the house.
Right. So then you're thinking about it
too much,
and then it's like, oh, that's actually cringy.
I'm able to balance
it where it's like, I still get scared, but then if I get too scared, I'm able to just kind of bring myself down by being like, it's all fake. It's okay.
The best is like a high school one or like a middle school one, because it's like, these are little kids.
Yeah.
Like, this is so good.
That's so good.
Love.
Okay. I think this was good because we had kind of different ones. You had more like experiences of Halloween, and I had very specific
niche Halloween idea things.
Treats. So I hope you guys enjoyed our little convo.
My costume.
It's so good. I hope you enjoyed our costumes.
I just remembered I was wearing this. I like blacked out. Like I don't remember putting this on. I would
say comment who's your favorite, but we all know whose it is.
No contest,
but it's fine. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Tag us in your costumes. Let us know what you're going to be in the comments.
Love seeing other people's costumes.
Yeah, let us know your Halloween plans.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you soon.
TT. Oh, don't forget to comment, subscribe.
Follow the socials.
Rate us on Spotify.
Hit the bell twice to be notified every time we post. Buy the merch.
Love.
All right.
TTYL. XOX. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.